The new documentary Among the Believers opens in New York tomorrow. The film goes deep inside the world of religious extremism in Pakistan. It centers around Mullah Abdul Aziz, an avowed supporter of ISIS and the Taliban. He's the head of the Red Mosque Network, which seeks to bring Pakistan under Sharia law. The network operates a series of madrasas, religious schools where students are trained to take part in holy war or jihad. Lessons start early. Here's how a madrasa textbook teaches Urdu, the national language of Pakistan.
Instead of A for apple or something similar to that, it's A for Allah. Instead of B for boy or B for something else, B for banduk. It's a gun.
That's a scene from Among the Believers. And joining us to talk about the film are the co-directors, Hemal Trivedi and Mohammed Naqvi. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And one of the first things I want to ask you is, how did you get the access that you needed to tell this story and to make this film?
Well, what I will say is that it was a very, very long process. I mean, the production, it was like the waiting game, if you will, in some sense, where I had to meet Maulana Abdulaziz, who's the main subject of our film. The way I kind of gained his trust was I had to meet him at a level playing field. And for me, that was asking him questions about my own spirituality and my own faith, Islam. Once we were able to form a connection there, I was able to cover a lot more ground with him.
Well, what do you mean by you had to ask questions about your own faith?
As a young Muslim Pakistani who moved to New York in August of 2001, I didn't really think of myself as someone who was really identified with my faith. I kind of just left it compartmentalized and looked at it more as a cultural thing. But it became a much more marked part of my identity after 9/11. But it was also the first time that I considered myself not part of, you know, the collective American population. I saw myself as the other. And it was that kind of led me into investigating my own identity. And the way I kind of did that was through my films. And so this most latest film was definitely an exploration into that and to actually ask questions about my faith and spirituality.
And in the moment that you are talking to Aziz in the film, are you or is somebody actually in the room with him? I couldn't tell whether you were actually in the room with him or whether he was answering a phone or something like that.
Well, we shot with him on many different occasions. Usually it would be me, my co-producer, Sayed Musharraf Shah, sometimes a DP. And then, of course, there was always his own security.
With their big, you know, guns, by the way.
With their big, scary guns and everything. That was definitely something that was really etched in my mind the first time we went to his house in this middle-class neighborhood in Islamabad and were greeted by these scary men with Kalashnikovs, and they search me and my entire team. And we enter this house, and in the courtyard are 10, 15 more guards with guns. One of them escorts us into this house, and it's like a dramatic setup where you enter, and in this living room is Maulana Abdulaziz sitting on the floor with this really kind, reassuring expression on his face. It's almost a little maniacal, if you will, I mean, given the circumstances.
Well, Hemal, let me bring you in here because one of the things that we also see in this film, in addition to Aziz, is we meet some children, one who has run away from the madrasa, a girl named Zarina, and then Tala, a young man from a moderate Muslim family who studies at the madrasa and decides to become a jihadist preacher. Why do the kids go?
You know, that brings back to the initial quest that I wanted to answer when I started making this film. The inception of this film was I lost a very dear friend in Mumbai terror attacks. And following these attacks, I really wanted to understand why does this phenomenon exist and what's happening. And what I realized was that Pakistan is a deeply divided country. There is a fringe minority of extremists who are trying to take over the way of life of vast majority of Pakistanis. And this fringe minority are actually filling the vacuum that the government has left unfilled. It's the government's job to provide children or citizens of its country with food and shelter and clothing and education. But that vacuum is filled by these madrasas, which to a lot of families is actually a free daycare. You know, a lot of people have multiple kids and they do not have means to feed their kids. So they send them to these madrasas, not knowing what these madrasas are all about.
How can they not know, though? I think that's a question that came up. Is the point you're making is that it's an issue of poverty. People just simply have to send their kids to these places where they can be fed and clothed and all of that. But how can they not know the kinds of things that are being taught in the madrasas?
It's because, you know, traditionally, like, madrasa was never a political institution. It was more an institution where you study about religion and about ways to reconnect with God. And so for the parents, they're like, we are sending our kid to a place where hopefully he will learn about the faith and the religion and the ways to reach heaven. It's just that these madrasas have become this political tool and have become these weapons in the hands of people who see these kids as cannon fodder, as against, you know, students who want to educate themselves.
We're speaking with Hemal Trivedi and Mohammed Naqvi about their new film, Among the Believers. And Mohammed, you were actually brought up in this tradition, weren't you?
Yes. I come from a Muslim family. I am a Muslim. But it would be unfair to say that all madrasas across Pakistan are training militants or espousing hateful ideology. That would be inaccurate to say that. Many of them are simply there, similar to how you have Sunday school here or Friday school for some religions, right? You study the holy texts, you have some arts and crafts, and then they send you on their merry way. That was kind of similar to the madrasa that I went to. Then there are other madrasas where they're more involved in the sense that you get to live there. And their curriculum can also be varied in the sense that there was one madrasa that we saw even in the production of this film where you had other courses where they did teach you languages. You had history, you had social studies, you had geography, you had mathematics, you had even computers. Except it was through the prism of some Islamic perspective.
Well, and do you think that the madrasas are connected to the terrorism that we see around the world now, that those people who are committing those acts likely came from these kinds of schools or that they radicalized later?
If you're asking me, are some of the militants and the terrorist attacks that are carried out in Pakistan in our recent contemporary history, are they linked to the Red Mosque? Yes, some of them are. And it's not just the Red Mosque. Of course, there are other madrasa networks throughout Pakistan. But worldwide, no, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, worldwide, a lot of it is online social media network recruiting. A lot of it is second, third generation immigrants, really. Disaffected youth on their quest for looking for adventure or are somehow manifesting their own adolescent angst or rage into this very destructive form of militancy.
Now, Hemal, this film has been banned in Pakistan, right?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Well, the Pakistani government banned this film primarily because it saw this film as a threat to their pursuit to combat terrorism within Pakistan.
So it was the government that banned it?
The government saw this as a threat to their pursuit to combat extremism again in Pakistan, which is kind of ironical because, you know, they haven't banned institutions that do that, and they've banned our film. Mohammed can talk about the recent case in which Aziz was acquitted from the charges against him for inciting violence and for hate speech.
Basically, what the state decided, the courts in Pakistan decided, was to dismiss the case and to not listen to the appeal because they felt it was just an attention-getting ploy from Maulana Aziz, and they're not taking it seriously, which is amazing considering the history of this man and militant activities that he has been actually charged with and, you know, participated in the past. It's amazing.
You showed this film to Aziz. What was his reaction?
So actually, that was something that we'd been discussing for months, and it was a really scary experience because We had supporters of the Red Mosque and Taliban supporters calling us and saying that this film better represent Maulana Aziz accurately or we'd have to suffer the consequences. Hmm. And we had to kind of put everything in the back burner until we actually met Maulana Aziz to show him the whole film in its entirety and alleviate any concerns.
And how did he react?
He liked it. In fact, he endorsed it fully, and he said that this is a very accurate representation of my point of view and different factions and fissures in the Pakistan society and within the field of education.
He also said that the film should be shown worldwide and everybody should watch the film. So I hope that that message is spread.
Well, Hemal Trivedi and Mohammad Naqvi, they are the co-directors of the film Among the Believers. It opens in New York tomorrow and will be available via streaming services at the end of October. It's a fascinating look at the Red Mosque in Pakistan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.